بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية: إن إبراهيم خرج بإسماعيل وأم إسماعيل معهم شنة فيها ماء. Previously we did a lengthy hadith which explained how Makkah Sharif came to be inhabited. And we came to the end of that hadith, and this is another narration with regard to the same subject matter, but a brief hadith as how Makkah Sharif came to be inhabited. In this narration, which is also taken from Bukhari Sharif, it is written that Inna Ibrahim kharaja bi Ismail wa ummi Ismail. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he was stationed after leaving Iraq, etc., and traveling, then he left with Ismail himself, Ismail alayhi salam, and the mother of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that is Hajira, he came with them. And with them, ma'ahum shannatun fiha ma'ahum. The only provision they had was a skin bag in which there was water. And the details have come in the previous hadith already, that how they had approached and where the Kaaba Sharif, the place of it was, the Kaaba was not there at that time, etc. But here, very briefly, it is mentioned that when they came to Makkah Sharif, فَجَعَلَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلُ تَشْرَبُ مِنَ الشَّنَّةِ فَيَدِرُّ لَبَنُهَا عَلَى صَبِيِّهَا. On the way, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was drinking from that water which was in the skin bag, and from that her milk also was produced, and she was breastfeeding her son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Hatta qadima Makkah, until in this way they reached and finally came to Makkah Sharif. Of course, we can understand what a strenuous journey it must have been in the deserts, where there were no even roads at that time, not even paths. Roads were out of the question as we understand, but even in the primitive roads that there were, those also did not exist. There was nothing at that time, and yet they were traveling and with hardly any provision, and they came to Makkah Sharif. فَوَضَعَهَا تَحْتَ دَوْحَةٍ. And after reaching Makkah Sharif, he settled them down under a huge tree that was there. As we read previously, it was near the Kaaba at that time, and he settled them there. And as soon as he had settled them, ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then started returning back to his family again. Just left the mother and the little child. And of course, by the command of Allah, and there are great lessons for us to learn from here, that how Allah provides and looks after. When we please Allah, how He looks after us, and which are miracles, how Allah Ta'ala shows His miracles. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was leaving again, فَاتَّبَعَتْهُ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلُ. Hazrat Hajira, the mother of Ismail, started following him, that where is he going away? حَتَّى لَمَّا بَلَغُوا كَدَى. Until they reached a place which is called Kada, just a little bit away, till there. When they reached there, نَادَتْهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِ. She called upon him from the back and asked him, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِلَى مَنْ تَتْرُكُنَا. Who are, in whose care are you leaving us? You are going away, you the father, you the husband, and you going away, and you just leaving us here, and we are alone, and we have got nothing, just this bag of water, and that also hardly full now. قَالَ إِلَى اللَّهِ. He said, I'm leaving you in the trust of Allah. In the other riwayat it came, she asked, did Allah command you with this? And when he said yes, she said, then of course Allah will never destroy us. So there is a great lesson. The word, it seems very simple in speaking and listening, but when we fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala with sincerity and earnestness, Allah never destroys a person like that. Though outwardly, for a while it might appear that things are going against us, but actually Allah Ta'ala looks after those people. قَالَتْ رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ. She said, I'm satisfied with Allah, that Allah will be looking up after us, and I'm quite satisfied with that. فَرَجَعَتْ وَجَعَلَتْ تَشْرَبُ مِنَ الشَّنَّةِ. Then she returned again where her son was under the tree, and she started drinking from that skin bag of water. وَيَدُرُّ لَبَنُهَا عَلَى صَبِيِّهَا. And she was giving the milk to drink to her little child Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam as it was being produced. Hatta lamma faniya al-ma, until the time came finally when that water got finished. And these are the tests then, if Allah Ta'ala puts a person to. But if we pass those tests, Allah opens such doors, as we know. Then from here, as we will read also, that Allah Ta'ala made Zamzam to come about. And till today people are drinking of Zamzam. And Zamzam is going in the whole world. And perhaps in most places in the world, people are making iftari of their rozas also now with Zamzam. Before, it was a very scarce commodity. If a haji would bring a little bit, and then they would mix it and give special guests only a little bit to drink. But today Allah Ta'ala has made it come in so much of abundance. And in Masjid al-Nabawi, which is about 450 kilometers away, but there also Zamzam is available all the time, and as much as you want to drink, it is available. So when these tests were passed, Allah produced such miracles, and it is the same Allah today also. If we follow His commands in everything, Allah Ta'ala gives the results also accordingly. When the water got finished, قَالَتْ لَوْ ذَهَبْتُ فَنَزَرْتُ لَعَلِّي أُحِسُّ أَحَدًا. She said, let me now go and look and see if I can find somebody who can help us. We are in difficulty, we haven't even got water. That was the only thing they had, no khajur, nothing. Only this water, and that also got finished. Let me see if I can get help from somebody. قَالَ فَذَهَبَتْ فَسَعِدَتِ الصَّفَى. She went and she climbed on the Mount Safa. It wasn't a very high mount, a hill like, and she climbed on there and looked around. فَنَزَرَتْ وَنَزَرَتْ هَلْ تُحِسُّ أَحَدًا فَلَمْ تُحِسَّ أَحَدًا. She looked and looked, but she could not find anyone anywhere. No sight of a human being anywhere, of any movement, or even of an animal. Nothing whatsoever. We can imagine the plight of a mother with her infant child, and in a desert like this, and no food also now. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَتِ الْوَادِي سَعَتْ. And when she came down from there, and she came in the valley between Safa and Marwa, then she started running a bit faster, which also Allah loved so much, that till today whoever makes Umrah right at this moment, the Mas'a, the place between Safa and Marwa, must be also full. That how the people, all in the remembrance of the great sacrifice and trust on Allah Ta'ala that they had, and how Allah has kept the name alive. So there she ran, which till today, which we call the Maylain Aghbarain, the green lights which we see. Then men also pick up a little speed there, and they go between that place. That was the Wadi, though now it is made level. And we don't even have that difficulty of climbing the mountain and getting down and going in the valley. It is air conditioned, marble at the bottom, and thousands of people all the time. Not just one person, that one person gets frightened. Thousands of people, nobody gets frightened in Makkah Sharif now. Because of their sacrifices, Allah made it a place of aman and peace to such an extent. وَأَتَتِ الْمَرْوَى. And then she went to the Mount Marwa and she climbed up there. وَفَعَلَتْ ذَلِكَ أَشْوَاتًا. And she did this over and over many times. 7 times she went from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa, climbed up, looked if there is somebody that can help her. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ. And then she went further and she said, لَوْ ذَهَبْتُ فَنَزَرْتُ مَا فَعَلَ الصَّبِيُّ. If I would go down, and now as a mother, she's looking for water also for her child, and she's worried of the child also, that what's my child, what is his condition? So she went back to the tree again to go and see what's the condition of the child. And inshallah, from there we will read further how she carried on, and how Jibreel alayhi salam came, and he struck his foot on the ground, and water started gushing out. And so much water that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said, if she would not make that little pond with her hand, that water would have become a river and it would have flown in the world. So much barakat Allah Ta'ala has given. May Allah also give us the tawfiq to make sabr and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and not be taken over by the immediate thing that we want to satisfy ourselves, but we see what is the command of Allah in everything and we follow suit.